Developing Listening Skills. Listening. A Radio Interview. Pages 126 and 127.
Hello, and welcome to Money Matters. I'm your host, Dave Martin. Tonight, we're very lucky to have Dr. Regina Simmons of the Simmons Institute here with us to talk about money and happiness. As usual, we'll be taking calls from you, the listeners. If you have a question for Dr. Simmons, please call in. Good evening, Dr. Simmons.
Good evening, Dave. It's great to be here.
The pleasure's ours. Dr. Simmons, let me start by asking you this question. What's the relationship between money and happiness?
Well, Dave, a recent study by psychologist Elizabeth Dunn at the University of British Columbia seems to show that, for most of us, what makes us happy is giving money away, not spending it on ourselves. That's what Dunn said in a recent interview with National Geographic.
Really? How did she discover that?
Well, it was when Dr. Dunn started making more money, when she got a job as a professor, she started to get interested in whether money could buy happiness or not. She wanted to use the extra money she was making in ways that would bring her happiness. As a scientist, she looked for studies and research on the subject of money and its relationship to happiness. To her surprise, very little information on the subject existed. So Dr. Dunn decided to do some scientific research to see if people might get more happiness from using their money to help other people rather than themselves.
Uh-huh. And how did she research this topic?
That's a good question. Let me give you an example. In one of her first studies, Dr. Dunn and her fellow researchers gave a group of people a small amount of money in the morning. They asked some of the people to spend it on other people, and some to spend it on themselves. At the end of the day, the researchers interviewed everyone. The researchers discovered that the people who spent the money on other people were happier than those who had spent it on themselves. Since then, Dr. Dunn has completed a lot of other research on money and happiness.
Has she? Oh, excuse me, but I think we have our first caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. I wanted to know, what are some of the mistakes people might make if they try to buy happiness with money?
Thank you, caller. Dr. Simmons?
Yes, well, one very common error is to make a major purchase, such as a big house, that you can't really afford. Many people simply assume that owning an expensive item, a home or a car, will make them happy. But, you know, buying a home is a big financial commitment. And in fact, people often go deep into debt to buy one. Actually, there are no statistics to prove that owning a home makes people happy.
I see. Are there other studies relating money and happiness?
Oh, sure. Another interesting study was recently done by researchers Leif Van Boven and Tom Gilovich. They looked at the value of spending money on experiences. People can buy items, such as cars, houses, clothes, and DVDs. But experiences are different from other items that people purchase. For example, vacations, concerts, or language lessons are experiences. So anyway, these scientists used surveys to ask people how they felt about the items they bought compared to the experiences they bought. Well, the researchers discovered that money spent on experiences made people happier than money spent on items. The reason for this is probably because experiences are more meaningful to a person, and they contribute more to successful social relationships.
Interesting. Oh, we have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Hello. My question is, how much money do you need to be happy?
How about that, Dr. Simmons? How much money do we need?
Well, okay, obviously that's not an easy question to answer. People like to say that the best things in life are free, which implies that money doesn't matter to happiness. And we all know that's not true. Money is definitely not the most important component of happiness, but at the same time, having no money can definitely affect happiness. There was a very interesting study recently done by an economist, Angus Deaton, and a psychologist named Daniel Kahneman. They wanted to know whether more money means more happiness. They analyzed surveys written by thousands of people. Their research demonstrated some very interesting things about money. Once a person earns more than $75,000 a year, Making more money ceases to significantly change one's level of happiness.
So, in other words, after a person earns more than $75,000 a year, more money doesn't have a big effect on your everyday happiness.
Exactly. The thing that's important to remember is this. It's not about how much money you have. When it comes to money, it's what you do with the money that can promote your happiness, especially if you use it to help others and to have your own enjoyable experiences.
Thank you very much, Dr. Simmons. We're going to pause now for a short commercial break.